Hello, everybody. I am Judy Marie with Miracles of Health. I hope you are all having a really nice day. And I also hope after you listen to this podcast, you're going to have even a better one. So with me today is Sarah, and we are going to be talking about therapeutic hemp. Some of you know it as CBD. And she is here to share her story, her experience with using therapeutic hemp. And again, many of you listening may have some of your own needs and interests with it, and you're checking it out, you want to know a little more, or maybe you're already using it, and hopefully we can give you more ideas through listening to her too of how to apply this in your own life or with your friends or with your family. So Sarah, I want to first thank you for joining Miracles of Health today and all of our listeners and being willing to share your personal experience with therapeutic hemp. And if you would share, how did you get started with it and some of the benefits you're having personally with it?
And I actually learned about what CBD actually was and how it works from Jen, because she's so good at the science part of it and the like medical things, and I'm not super good at like the medical stuff, but I'm really good at like the spiritual and like filling out the energy. And
so your background a little bit is more as an intuitive,
yes,
healer, health practitioner.
Yes.
An awful lot of background you have in nutrition, in herbs, in supplements, how the body works. So you've been very involved in healing on a very deep level.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, on my own accord. But uh-huh. I've had to do a lot of research because my spouse mm-hmm. has had a lot of health issues. And in doing that, we found that for us personally and our medical journey and our spiritual journey, that Western medicine just wasn't something that suited us or worked mm-hmm. for us. So we had to find another route, and that mm-hmm. route is holistic health mm-hmm. or homeopathic or just any and everything all natural. We've even gone to great lengths to take chemicals out of our body. Mm-hmm. We try very hard not to use any products that have any chemical solvents, any additives. I try very hard to use the most pure, holistic, organic products I can. And that's one of the reasons after Jen told me about the CBD oil. Mm-hmm.
Jen
works here too. She's okay. Actually, she introduced me to your company, and I helped her with the hemp fair, which was amazing. And I learned a lot from there.
So we did one together
yes.
in New Mexico.
Yes.
And you and Jen just did one at what's called the ranch.
The ranch,
in Loveland,
yes, the holistic
Colorado.
Fair. Yeah, and just all of the information that I've gotten from you and from Jen just really opened up my eyes, and I wish I would have known about this years ago, but I'm glad that I know about
mm-hmm.
it now.
Mm-hmm.
My husband uses it, and he's had digestive issues from parasites, mm-hmm. which cause blood clots as well.
Mm-hmm.
His digestion, it took us years to get through all of that, but he still has what the doctors call IBS, or leaky gut syndrome, and we've been working on that. And we went to a holistic doctor for a long time. He started taking this. I purchased a bottle from the company.
Uh-huh.
He's been taking it for about a month now, and not to be too graphic, but he mm-hmm. has too frequently used the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
He has gone less and less.
Mm-hmm.
His gas has gotten less and less. Mm-hmm. He can eat a little bit more than he used to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he doesn't have that bloating and that queasy feeling, and it really helps. He gets queasy a lot, and this helps so much with the queasiness. He takes it at night before he goes to sleep because it helps him sleep.
Mm-hmm.
He feels rested. He doesn't have to get up in the middle of the night so much to go to the restroom anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It took about a week to really start being effective, and after about a month, I think a little over a month, we've been taking it.
Mm-hmm.
Huge difference. He also has his leg that's had the blood clots in it. It gets
oh.
injured, and so
okay.
he's got all of his veins,
uh-huh.
and it's just, you can kind of see the blood vessels and everything.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty gnarly.
uh-huh.
So he sometimes will hit it, and it bruises really easy, and it
uh-huh.
causes him a lot of pain. So we've been using the cream, the unflavored, with the coconut oil, which mm-hmm. coconut oil in itself is very healing as well. Mm-hmm. He's been putting that on there. Mm-hmm. It brings the swelling down from the inflammation, and it also helps with his pain and helps immediately. And he was taking the cortisone because mm-hmm. we did go at one point before mm-hmm. we knew about the CBD oil, mm-hmm. and he has cortisone cream from the dermatologist's office to put on it. Uh-huh. It helps, but you have to constantly put it on there.
Okay.
And it usually takes a good half an hour to an hour to really like start mm-hmm. relieving the pain, mm-hmm. whereas he can do the CBD coconut, mm-hmm. it's minutes and he's fine.
Wow.
And he's an avid hiker mm-hmm. and outdoorsman, mm-hmm. and you know, he doesn't let anything stop him. We take that in our backpacks with us when we go. And so if he's having pain or anything, he just stops and puts that on his ankle and he's good.
That is fabulous information.
He loves it. I love it. It's amazing.
So about you personally, you were sharing with us the other day that with your anxiety primarily.
Yes.
And how I remember you sharing that with us when we were in New Mexico,
yes.
about you were even driving.
I have the worst. I went 2 years without driving. I have the worst anxiety or had when it comes to driving. White knuckle, legs start shaking. I'll get blurred if it gets too bad. And I've had to pull over driving by myself a couple of times, or I have to go and find roundabout ways to not be on the highway, which takes like an extra hour to do what I mm-hmm. need to do.
Yeah.
We were coming back from the Hemp Fest in Albuquerque, and Jen asked me if I would drive for a little bit, and he said, okay, I'll see how far I can go. I had taken probably 20 minutes prior. I had taken a whole dropper full, which I think is one milliliter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I took a dropper full of the CBD oil, and mm-hmm. within 20 minutes, I just felt my nerves calm. Mm-hmm. I could breathe. I drove from Raton, over Raton past New Mexico, all the way to Monument, Colorado. I was totally fine. I didn't get freaked out. I was driving perfect. I just kept going. Jen kept asking me if I was okay, and I was like, yeah, I got this. I have never been able to do that.
Wow.
And I have had my whole family, everybody I drive with, they just get so nervous because I drive like a little old lady, and I'm just like, I'm gonna get off the highway. I was so impressed because I had taken it a few times before, just in smoothies or here and there, and I was like, okay, this is nice. But to see that and just have that, and I can drive now. I drive all over the place. I take my CBD every morning when I wake up. I actually take a dropper and a half.
Okay.
And it's the only thing that's ever really worked for my anxiety. I've taken, long time ago, when I was first diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, I tried taking a prescription. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't handle it. I've never been a huge advocate of prescription drugs for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taken St. John's Wort. I've taken valerian root. I've taken ashwagandha, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But just by themselves, like, they helped, but it takes like 2-3 weeks for it to really get in your system and really to start processing.
Mm-hmm.
CBD oil, I can use it, and it's just my anxiety's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I can do whatever I need to do. I'm calm. Mm-hmm. I'm collected. I'm not freaked out.
And you're not high.
I'm not
high. Your senses, you're totally present.
Absolutely. I am completely present. I can focus. I'm right here. I'm not thinking about 100,000 different things. That's another thing. I have just this incessant chatter. I know that's normal for most people, but mine's kind of amplified due to my abilities that I have.
Sure.
And I have never been able to fully close it off or shut it down, even while meditating. It's always in the back of my head. I take CBD oil. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm clear. I'm focused. I can do what I need to do. I take it every morning, and I do my own meditation, and I also go to esoteric Buddhist meditation. I'll take like a half a dropper before I go, clears everything out. I'm able to connect. I'm able to just be in the moment and not thinking about the past, not thinking about the future. I'm just right here, right now, and I don't have all the
So what's your opinion or your thoughts how this works so effectively for you?
I personally, like, going back to the the spiritual aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it, using the CBD oil, well, I know from the little bit of research that I've done, I'm just starting a book called The History of Cannabis. I just picked it up yesterday, so I'm pretty excited. Mm-hmm. I love the history of things, and where did it come from, and how does it work?
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis has been on the earth since the beginning of time. It has been used as a spiritual and medicinal plant, as well as for mm-hmm. paper, for clothing, for food, since the beginning of time.
Our American flag was first made off.
Everything.
The Declaration of Independence was signed.
Exactly. They used to use it for everything. You used to have to, everybody was required to grow hemp when they first colonized America. It came from, I know that it's been in Europe for quite a long time, because my relatives on my dad's mother's side, their last name is Hemp Hill, and that's because they grew hemp on the hill. And that was back in the 1600s, 1700s, maybe even before that. I haven't quite gotten that far in my genealogy.
Oh my gosh.
So I have it in my, I feel like it's in my aura and my energy, and I just love it.
Wow.
But I think what you were asking before too, is I think it's intention too. When you're taking it and you put that intention mm-hmm. into it, because it is a spiritual plant, and it does, because all plants and all things have that energy in them for us to connect with, mm-hmm. to us to use, to help, to be, you know, grounded with the earth and to help our bodies and aid our bodies. And so I think it's like numero uno, like first plant here, maybe even it was probably in the Garden of Eden, who knows?
Right. Yeah. I remember when you first was in contact with our therapeutic hemp, you felt the energy.
Yes. I do that a lot too. It's kind of like the muscle testing, but I kind of taught myself how to do that. I feel it out, and I, you know, I'll hold one thing, and I'm like, just, it feels dead.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can kind of feel, it's almost like a buzzing. You can kind of feel a little buzzing. This one, when you put it in your hand, it feels alive. Like you have a living, breathing something in your hand, and it's just amazing. Because there's no, like, we've said before, there's no fillers. There's no watered down. The process is pure. There's no solvents.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is 100% organic.
Mm-hmm.
It feels amazing. There are other products that feel good. I have yet to use all of them, obviously.
Sure.
But you
sure.
know, but I do that a lot. Like, you pick up, like, if you have five different brands of something, like maybe you're looking for vitamin C, you can kind of fill it out. Okay, this just does not feel good. Okay, this feels okay. This feels amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's usually the whole plant organic products that fill that. And it's the love that you put into it. Because I know you put a lot of love, and that goes a long way. The loving energy, if anybody's ever read about the Japanese guy Mimoto, I believe, with the water.
Oh,
so you put that loving energy into it, and that makes a lot of difference. If you're just making a product and all you care about is the money, and you've got fillers in it, and you're like, get this out and let's make people buy it, then that's not going to have the same energy as something that's made with love and integrity.
I thank you for sharing that, because life brings forth more life, and activating that ultimately still comes from the spirit. It still comes from the intention, the purity, the love. And I believe that's why people are getting such amazing results.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that.
I'm so excited for you, and I'm so happy you could share this with our listeners. There are a lot of people who struggle with anxiety, PTSD.
Absolutely.
And
we have a crazy world we live in.
We have a crazy, crazy world.
It's very grounding, too, because of the energy in it. That's the word I was looking for. It's very grounding.
Mm-hmm.
And just right here, right now, in this moment.
Wow.
And I can handle things.
Thank you. Last inspiration or thought you want to share with anyone?
I think everybody, I know there's like, you know, oh, it's THC, but we, you know, it's non-psychoactive. I think everybody should at least try it one time. Because you get results the first time you try it. You don't have to wait weeks to try it. It can't hurt. I think everybody should try it. I think the world would be a wonderful place if everybody took their CBD oil.
That's inspiring. You know, we all need some of that at this time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for
having
me.
I'm excited that, and again, Sarah is part of our team as well here at Miracles of Health. We're excited to have her with us along with Jennifer. And any questions any of you have, please feel free to contact the company. Sarah is also available to answer your questions and be available with email as well or by phone. And we look forward to all of you sharing this with as many people as you can. And until the next time, have a wonderful day.